Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you again for your amazing love that you've moved heaven to earth here in this wonderful, lovely covenant, because you always had the best in mind for us. And it's your eternal purpose that has come to pass. And we just thank you for your word here in Matthew 5, where we see you want us to be blessed, because you tell us we'll be blessed if we seek the kingdom. We'll be blessed if we be peacemakers. And now, thank you, Lord, as we're going into the end of the chapter, we see, Lord, that we'll be blessed as you are blessed, as the heavenly family is blessed, making a change, helping mankind, helping the world. And so also you encourage us when we surrender to you and walk with you, that we will be the children we're supposed to be and be like our Heavenly Father. So thank you for this wonderful encouragement. And I thank you more than just telling us these things. You're the God that helps us in every way, giving us new hearts, new spirits, and leads us in the way of eternal life according to your wonderful love that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 5 from verse 43 to 46. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you. If you do this, you will be true children of your Father in heaven. And because the sun rises on good people and on evil people, and he sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong, if you love only the people who love you, you will get no reward. Even the tax collectors do that.
Hallelujah. We've just seen, you know, in the Word, in the testimony of God at work in mankind, how he could change murderers into heroes. I'm thinking of Moses. And then I'm thinking also of Nebuchadnezzar. There's no one that God can't change and bring them in line with his love, bring them into line with his love. And so we just got an amazing, beautiful, wonderful God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we need to submit to that. And here, this morning's reading, we see that not only will we be blessed when we submit to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but we'll also be the children that he wants us to be, fulfilling the destiny that he wants us to be, and being like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because that's where we come from. It's that we reach. Man was not made to be little devils and enemies of good and evil. We were made to be children of the Most High God, in fellowship with the Most High God, in obedience to their love plan, submitting to them. And that's where it all is. Total surrender. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, wonderful covenant we have, and what we can share by our lives. Being the builders, being the restorers, the rivers in the wilderness, the rocks of earth. How's it go? The rivers in the wilderness, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And that's who we are, the lights in the darkness, the salt of the earth. Your will be done. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.